Sometimes the stories in the Bible are the stories of every person. There's one such story in Matthew. It's in chapter 9, verse 9. As Jesus passed forth from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at dinner in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why does your master eat with tax collectors and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole do not need a physician, but they that are sick. But go you and learn what this means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You see, we learn three important things that apply to every person through this encounter with Matthew and the party that he had afterwards. The first thing that we learn is that the call of the gospel is universal. It is not for just a select few. It's for everyone. And that everyone, when they are confronted by Jesus, have a choice to make. We can say yes to his call to follow him. We can say no. We can say, go away, don't bother me. We can say, I don't have time. I'll think about it later. But we have to make some sort of a decision. Whatever we say, we have a choice to make. And the last thing we learn is we all need the healing touch of Jesus in our life, because our lives are sin-sick and ruined. And without Jesus, we have no hope that we may be made whole and reconciled unto God. For all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And Jesus told those Pharisees that thought they were so right and everybody else was so wrong. He said this, Why don't you go and learn what this saying means? I will have mercy and not sacrifice. That is, God is not interested in our religious practice as such. He wants something coming from our heart. He wants us to show mercy toward others. He wants to show mercy toward us, mercy and not sacrifice. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the day that you confronted me. You had been confronting me for a long time, and I had been resisting. But there came a day when I said yes, and I said, I will follow you no matter what. And Lord, it has been a wonderful journey since. You saved my sins, and you had mercy upon a sinner. I didn't deserve one single benefit that you have given to me, not one, but you, Lord, have saved me, because you came into this world to save people just like me, sinners who don't have an ounce of righteousness that they can call their own. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.